Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Steve. Can I get your 16-digit reservation code?
2511-3701-0027-2414.
Okay, let me pull up your information real fast. Okay, is this Thomas J. Stern?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Is it Dr. Stern?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. And am I speaking to Dr. Stern?
Yes, you are.
All right. And what's a good phone number for you, just in case we get disconnected here?
215-601-4571.
Okay. And is that the company phone number, or is that a...
That's my cell phone.
Okay.
Do you want the company phone number?
I think I have. Is it 215-336-3066?
That's correct.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah, let me just confirm some more stuff I have here on file, and then I can answer any questions. Billing address still 833 South 2nd Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Good. All right. And how do you structure the company? Is it a LLC? Is it a...
Corporation. It is an S-corporation.
S-corp. Okay, perfect. And how long have you guys been in business for?
40 years.
Oh, wow. Very nice. So just a little bit of time.
Yep.
Right on. Okay, so yeah, so we have many programs available, so depending on your specific needs, just let me know what you're looking to do here so I can point you in the right direction.
I don't actually have any specific needs
okay.
right now, but there are some missing information here. Like, for example, interest rates, payback information, things like that. I mean, I might, and the quality of the deal, I guess. Do you know what
okay.
I mean?
Sure. Are you talking about the thing that you're holding in your hand right now?
Yes.
Okay. So it all depends on really what you're looking to do. The two options that you see there on that flyer that you have. It says
secured loan up to 5 years, unsecured mm-hmm. up to 3 years.
Hello.
So, depending on which of these one chose, that would affect the interest rate, the payments, and such like that, right?
Sure. I mean, that's the first step. It also depends on the health of the business. You know, a real-time look at the health of the business and things like that.
Yes.
That'll also affect all that stuff. So, I mean, is there any kind of thing that you were looking to do here in the future, or thing now, or?
Well, there are a number of projects, you know, that mm-hmm. I have in mind, but I don't want to get involved in some kind of like, you understand that I receive lots of these kinds of
oh, I'm sure you do.
Mail,
oh yeah,
right?
Of course.
And in the past, when I've checked them a little bit, they generally turned out to be not as rosy-looking as the paper that they're printed on. Do you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Okay, sure. Yeah, there's a lot of different businesses. There's a lot of companies.
A little predatory, maybe, you know?
Yeah, okay.
So I don't know how predatory Bank of Cardiff is, since I've never heard of them before.
Well, I will tell you this, Dr. Stern. We have been around for 14 years. We are actually one of the first. We are actually probably one of the first companies to actually do the working capital loans. Are you familiar with those?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I know what they are, but I have some with my bank right now. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Okay.
With Citizens Bank, and you know, they're.
Are those collateralized though?
No.
Okay.
Unsecured.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So you know how it works then.
Yes.
So like I was saying, you know, we are definitely one of the first companies to deal with it. Capital loans, you know, came out about 8 years ago, and we were one of the first. Nowadays, yes, you have many different, you know, businesses that say they do these capital loans, and they're, you know, I'll be honest, they're garbage. You know, they promise
yes,
you everything.
Exactly.
They promise you everything up front, and they don't give you anything.
Right.
Here at Bank Cardiff, you know, me, I'm a senior rep. I've been doing this for quite a while.
What's your name, by the way?
Steve.
Okay. Hey, Steve.
Yeah. And I'll always be upfront with you. I won't hide anything from you. I'll tell you, you know, if this is a good deal or not. You know, I want your business to grow. I want you to make money. You know what I mean? So
absolutely. That's why we're here.
Yeah, of course.
So, I mean, you know, mission number one is helping people. Mission number two, make money. So,
sure. Absolutely.
So, I mean, anything that gives me more flexibility and doesn't hurt me is a good thing for me. Does that make sense to you?
Sure, absolutely.
So having more choices and flexibility, that sounds appealing. So let's talk about the unsecured loan up to 3 years.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So with my bank and my line of credit that I have with them, they have a thing where once a year they want you to do what's called a cleanup or a clean out. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Like, is it kind of like a refinancing type of thing?
Well, I mean, let's say you take $50,000, right? They want once a year for me to pay that down to $25,000 and have 1 month of no activity. Is that a similar kind of a thing with your deal?
No, that's going to be a little different. Line of credit and capital loans, they're kind of similar, but the main difference is that the capital loans, they're more based off of your sales more than anything else. So
now we're not talking about factoring here, are we?
No.
Okay, because you know what that is, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I get that question all the time. No, we don't do that kind of thing. But what we have here,
we have a very, very, very low accounts receivable. So factoring, which is, by the way, a very good thing. So factoring is not in my. I'm not interested in factoring at all.
Okay, that's okay. That's totally fine. With this line of credit, who is that through? Is that with
Citizens Bank?
Citizens Bank. Okay.
Citizens Bank.
And how much do you have on that line of credit?
$150,000.
Okay. Is it all available?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay. Perfect.
But, you know, there's things that, you know, like, there's other things that I want to do, like,
sure.
I'm looking into buying a building, things like that, you know, stuff of that nature.
Okay.
You know, so.
Yeah, I totally understand.
It would hurt to be able to put X amount of dollars into an account and use that as a down payment, things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, yeah. What kind of building are you looking to buy? Just like a new space or something?
Commercial building. I'm actually thinking of buying a building and moving my office into that building. What I'm ideally looking for is a commercial building that has apartments above it that create income, you know, so that I can.
Oh yeah, that's very smart.
Paying the mortgage.
Very smart. Okay. Do you have a certain time that you're looking to do this, like the deadline that you want to get this building, or?
No, I don't know. There's no rush. I'm in zero hurry at all.
I gotcha. You're just kind of looking around.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, no worries. I deal with that all the time. Now, is there a certain amount that you were looking for?
You know, I actually know.
Okay.
No, there's no particular.
Okay.
It's not like we're just talking. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah, of course.
And I want to see what the possibilities are.
Okay.
I'm calling you to see if it's legit. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And, you know, like, but I'm also wary. You know,
absolutely.
I don't want
to as you should be.
Into a situation that I'm going to regret, that I'm not going to do. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I understand where you're coming from 100%. And, you know, it's the bad companies, that, you know.
You know, I'm a little surprised at myself. I saw this and I thought, what the hell? I'll give him a phone call. You know,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't hurt to talk, you know.
Sure, no, not at all. Not at all.
So.
Okay, well, you know, if you wanted to move forward, the way I usually do things is I always If you really want to, you know, get like harder numbers and things like that, I can get you, after we talk a little bit more, qualified. This is what I always do. Get you qualified for the most amount for the longest term, and then you just work back from there. So let's say if you get approved for quite a bit, but you don't need that much, you can just take, you know, exactly what you're looking for. So, that's the best way to do things. That's how I always do it.
Can we do it over the phone, or do you need me to write?
No, what we have to do is we take a look at a real time look at the business. It's a couple pieces of paperwork, and I can send that all over in an email. And actually, on the email too, it'll have like you know, our contact, my contact information, my direct line. It'll have our website, which you can take a look at, because I know credibility is huge. And you know, I actually want you to take a look at our website, because you can compare. You know, we're backed by the Better Business Bureau. We have awesome customer reviews, so you can definitely take a look at all that stuff.
I see your little thing down there. You know. A plus, you know, of course, talk is cheap, and I'm going to tell you that I'm going to look you up online and
yeah, absolutely, I want you to
reviews. You know, there are, because some of these companies, you know, they don't look so good online.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, yeah, that's definitely one of our, you know, I would really highly recommend checking us out online.
Okay. All right. Let me see. Yeah. What's this business? Actually, you sent me something. Business loan application. Now, this does not commit me to anything right here. So let me just read this here. Business legal name, corporation, blah, blah.
So what that is, that's an application for us to actually get you, like, hard numbers. Now, when we get you the hard numbers, you don't have to take it. You can find out the terms, all that stuff. And
so is this piece of paper here that I'm holding in my hand sufficient, or do you need other?
I don't know if that's, does this, on that piece of paper, does it say fax to fund?
Yes.
Okay, so that one's kind, we can use that one, but I'm going to send you one in the email. That's a lot better.
Okay.
That one would work way better. Now, like I said, it's not saying that you have to deal with us. It's just it'll let us get you hard numbers and the terms and all that stuff, and then if you want to take it, perfect. If not, no harm, no foul. So that's pretty good. I just need to ask a few more questions here for you. Actually, so I'm just doing some hand notes here. And because I know, do you guys have any equipment needs as well? Because we do equipment as well.
I beg your pardon?
When you get this new office space, are you going to be needing like any kind of new equipment?
Oh, probably, yes. You know, okay. Renovations and things like that, yes.
Okay. Just to let you know, and just to touch base on a little bit, because we do equipment financing as well, and that's pretty much like our bread and butter, you know, and that's, we have some really good options on that too. So if you like relationship and things like that. Now, you said you had done a working capital loan before. Do you have a loan out right now?
Yeah, yes. I mean, it exists. I mean, yeah.
Okay. Do you know who that loan is with? Is it with Citizens Bank?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Do you know what the balance is on that?
I think that we have 50K out there right now.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. And are you going to, how long is that term for, do you know?
Well, that, there's kind of an interesting, there's two parts to this thing. One, there's part that doesn't term out, and then there's part that does term out. So, does that make sense to you? So, 85 doesn't term out, and 65 does.
Oh, okay, that's what you're saying. Okay, that's totally fine. Okay. Yes. Yeah, so, I think, you know, we can move forward here. Just curious.
What do you need my email address?
Yes, I do. Let me get that real quick from you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Dr. Stern, DrSTERN,
mm-hmm.
At Thomas J. Stern, DMD.
Thomas J. Stern.
DMD.com.
DMD.com. Thomas J. Stern. Okay. Yeah, so I can send that over. I'll have the list of the thing. I forgot to ask one question. Your credit. What's your credit at? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle? Okay. Perfect. Yeah, okay. So let me send this email to you. It'll have, you know, just a list of things. And if you can get that over to me, do you think you should be able to get that over to me today?
Unlikely.
Okay, that's totally fine.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess I will follow up with you tomorrow then. Would that be all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine. Okay.
Sounds good. All right. All right, Dr. Stern, I do appreciate it.
Okay.
Bye-bye.